Hello, and welcome to what may be one of the most unbelievable episodes of Pussy Fart Gang. Mostly because, holy shit, we cannot believe it got pieced together in time to be released on this fine Wednesday. You will notice the intro song did not play. That's because it pops up as a surprise. It makes a surprise appearance partway through the episode. I trust that you will catch that. And we don't want to overkill. It's a great song, and we love Rick Wood, but I mean, twice is enough for one episode. Here's what happened. My laptop was on the fritz, and my GarageBand kept shutting down and not working. So we had two episodes recorded, a full episode to release, and a Patreon episode. Things got real fucked, so I made like a Frankenstein episode and combined what I could salvage from each of the recordings. And I think it actually sounds coherent, which is, I mean, I want to apologize. I'm going to start going through and editing more carefully because we do have a lot of empty pauses and a lot of talking the fuck over each other. Or maybe you guys like it. I don't know. Callers, call in. Let us know. But I think it's, I mean, are we ever really coherent? You probably would not have noticed a difference, but I did want to make this intro because in the second part, which we recorded originally to be released on the Patreon, Megan and I are just getting a little more into it. And so we're calling back to things in the first episode that you do not hear. We came up with a great Tinder idea, and she and I are going to be this bi-poly couple, and it's a way of us spreading the word of this podcast. It's kind of like a guerrilla ad campaign. And also Megan references that she does heroin, and then we kind of gloss over it. So I think that's all you really need to know to be up to speed with the callbacks that you're going to hear after the record scratch. Oh yeah, I got real into editing this, and I learned how to move things around. So this is probably the only time I'll do it, honestly, because unless we get a lot of complaints about how terrible the episodes normally are. Anyway, so that's it. I just wanted to let you guys know what the fuck you're in for. Hopefully you like it. And if nothing else, you know, we had Ashanti was a guest back when we were the podcast that started with Jay. And when she was in culinary school, she told this great story about, you know, when shit happens, you just got to make the best of it. And I forget the exact story, but it was something like she had ingredients to make a dessert and it got all fucked up. And so instead of making it whatever the proper dessert was, she made it a crumble. Ashanti, I'm sorry, I fucked that up. Anyway, she told us that story off the air. So again, we're just leaving a lot of good content on the floor. But that was really inspiring. And that's kind of what we hope we accomplished here. We hope we accomplished some kind of a crumbly, disheveled dessert that you might take home and feed to your dog. So anyway, hope this inspires you to follow your dreams, do a half-assed job, but fucking turn it in anyway. All right, we love you guys. Please enjoy the episode. We'll talk to you very soon.
I'm recording.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was so funny.
I need a drink. I need Midol. I need a heating blanket. Where's that cat? Vinny!
Oh my God. Just the... So, hey, for the listeners, because we're about to forget you guys are here and just talk to each other.
Yeah.
We're supposed to. Oh, this is already starting out already strong.
And you fucked up first.
We were supposed to start recording like 45 minutes ago, but there's a laptop mix up.
There's a laptop mix up. Let's call it a mix up. It's better than massive fuck up. I grabbed Preston's laptop instead of mine. I'm recording not at home, which, by the way, I think I'm going to start doing because the Wi-Fi here is great. So I'm just going to come over here. They won't mind, right, when they get back from Greece, that I'm just like, hey, so.
No.
I'm going to come over once a week. I will not tell you when. But now I have this key and your alarm code. So When you'll definitely hear me.
Yeah.
When I come in.
I've gained your cat's trust. So I can kind of show up and do whatever I want. But so.
Oh, and we all know how good cats are at guarding houses.
Yeah.
Oh. Like I'd come in and be like, no, no, no.
When the landlord. Oh, this is going to be. Oh, I started recording. I didn't delete the outro song for the recording. But now the theme song is playing in my ear.
Oh, and you didn't notice till just now?
No, so I hear this is no one else. Maybe I'll leave it in, like, low the volume. So I'm just recording on the same platform with the pussy. I thought I deleted all the other audiences. Apparently, I didn't
get it.
And so it just started to play. I was like, oh God, focus. Pretend like you don't hear Rick. It is a
catchy. We have another
song.
Special guest. Rick's back.
Right. And only in my ear, because I'm sure you couldn't hear that, correct?
No, I could not.
Yep. So now I full blow
perfect.
Schizophrenia.
Perfect. Yeah. By the way, the outro song wasn't even playing.
I know. I just thought, I'm like, oh, fuck. But so then when you got back, just right now, there's just because. Your earbuds, so Megan's earbuds are all tangled. She texts me. She goes, I'm almost ready. Jesus Christ.
I'm real riled up. Yeah, I had to drive all the way back, which we're in St. Louis. So it was like, it took 10 minutes each way, but still.
And then all I just hear is like, Jesus Christ, my earbuds are all. And then when the phone, the FaceTime comes up and I can finally see you, wherever you're holding it is like, I don't know, in a forest because I just saw like a part of your face and like plants covering most.
Well, that's so again, we're cat sitting. So I was like, oh, this will be a great two birds, one stone situation. In my head, this all worked out like in theory, I would have brought the correct laptop. I would have been able to hang out with the cat for a little bit before right. Recording. None of that worked. So we're not. So I had to improvise a whole new cup of pens situation. So this week's cup of pens is brought to you by a mountaintop scented wood wick soy candle and a bucket of succulents. So that's why Wendy thought I was in the Amazon.
I took two vitamin B, two niacin, so I got a niacin flush going. So
I have an anger stress period flush, so it's very similar.
Yeah,
so and humidity.
Yeah, we're both just red. Oh yeah, I shut off my AC and my air purifier right before we started recording. So I was like, all right, let's just double up on this. Let's just sweat. Oh God.
Jesus.
Can't eat at night. Are you sweating extra? So what's going on with the food thing? Because at Glamour Puss, and thank you to the food thing where you were going to do keto and I was going to not eat at night and I was going to try to do keto, but mostly not eat Oreos at 10 o'clock at night or midnight.
That's keto. That's very keto to not eat Oreos.
I was really good. Only one night did I eat after 8 o'clock at night, but that's hard. I have to do like my binge eating at like 3.
Well, it's hard if you're up late.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you're out doing stuff, it's hard to not eat after, like, set. Because people do the, like, after 7 thing. I think that's a lot easier if you go to bed at 9 every night.
Yeah.
If you have a regular human schedule.
Yeah. But Glamour Post.
Oh, I've crushed the keto thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I did. I did cheat, and I used our... at the weekend because we went to the lake. So I cheated by doing that. I drank tequila.
Oh, that doesn't count. I mean, we've talked about this before. Tequila is healthy and it's a stimulant.
So yeah. So I'm doing double keto.
Yeah, it's for sure double keto. I'm like, Preston... Oh, God, and I know we didn't say this on the podcast, but I do want to say this is from another conversation. But when you're like, I can't really drink, and do you remember what Preston said to you? Because I remember, and I've thought about it every day since you told me.
Oh, to get a bottle of tequila for the house?
A bottle.
Because he was like, no, his two things with me doing keto, because I can't eat beans. I told him, I was like, babe, I can't eat beans. And he was like, it's not that I doubt you. but I don't think you're going to be able to do that. And I was like, you don't think I cannot eat beans for 10 days? And he was like, no. Like, without missing a beat, he was like, no. 100%, no way. Two things I've been with you for 6 years. Two things I know you can't do. Not eat beans for 2 weeks and not drink for 2 weeks. But I haven't. He was only half right.
The no beans, though. Yeah, if you had to pick one, I'd pick booze over beans every day.
Ugh, I'm such a booze and beans gal, though.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of technological issues. Technological? Gynecological? Technological. Mostly those two. Mostly gynecological and technical. I'm not going to a game. Hooray. Which isn't really going to get. I'm not going to sit in a stadium and watch a TV. That's what I'm not doing.
That's
I mean, it's not a game.
No, you're just going with a bunch of people to watch
a TV.
Yeah, that's the same.
I'm going to a large bar.
Right, that's the same with like hookah. And
it's probably fine. I just looked at my sound. Here's another technological issue we're having. Is I don't have the sound thing showing up, peak thing showing up on my recording. It did for the first part, and now it's not. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I mean, we'll just record.
We were going to talk anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I did figure, I mean, I could, because with the whole computer snafu earlier, I was freaking out and I was looking at I could record just on the GarageBand on my phone.
Yeah.
I just couldn't see you.
And that's really part of the fun.
Is part of it. Or who knows? I think we should actually try and fuck around with that.
Yeah.
To see. Because I don't know if we're on FaceTime, if I'm talking to you on FaceTime with my headset plugged in, if I recorded on my phone GarageBand, if it would just record my audio, or if because you'd be coming out of my phone, if it would record your audio. Mm. Oh, God.
I don't know. We'll have to.
If only there was a way we could figure it out.
Yeah, if only there was a way. Well, as of right now, and look, I'm just going to show you this. Look, and I know this is good. And listen, we're going to get to our tits on Patreon. I just want to show you what I'm looking at. So it was having sound peaks, and then it's nothing. Oh, maybe it's just showing up later. Oh, it's just my computer's old. Okay, great.
Oh, okay, good. I just need a new computer. Vincent, hello. We have a special guest, Sebastian, too.
Yep. That little kitty cat.
He's so cute, right?
We got to put...
He is so little and so cute.
We got to put that in our Tinder profile.
Oh, yeah. These two old broads love cats. Yep. I mean, we don't have to put that there. It's implied.
Oh, yeah. I think...
These bi Pollyannas. Huge cat fans.
Yeah.
By
Pollyanna, that's great. I'm so excited to do that and set that profile up. Hell yeah.
I'm very excited.
That's going to be good. Okay, so let's talk about our body. So wait a minute. So I went to Nordstrom Rack also this week.
Well, I went to Nordstrom Rack looking for the bullshit for the wedding.
Yeah. Well, what happened with the, okay, so.
I fucking crushed, by the way.
Yeah, because what happened with the Express thing? Okay.
Express can eat my whole dick. No one shop at Express literally ever. I hate them.
Yeah.
I order. So the whole thing, I went and I tried on that cute. I found a cute jumpsuit, cute strapless jumpsuit. They didn't have it in a 10. They had it in an 8, which almost fit me, but it was a little tight in my fat pussy. So I was like, I want a 10 because if I was just like wearing it to wear it, but like, because I'm going to be like in lots of pictures and like walking down an aisle. Right. And stand in front of people, I would rather my fat pussy not be just, like, on display.
If I'm just walking down the street.
That's for the reception.
Right. You change. You're like, I brought two outfits. Oh, like the bride. It's the same outfit. This one, if you take it.
It's a size smaller. It really accentuates my fat pussy.
Let your eyes wander on down.
I mean, they can't not. It's very pronounced. But so when I tried that on, and the lady who was helping me, because it's Express, it's like a fancy-ish store. Yeah. Not like fancy, but that was a $90 jumpsuit. Like, it's like fancy-ish. So they have the people there that are like, do you need any size? Whatever. So she was like, oh, we could order it online for you. Or I could call a couple other stores. And I was like, could you call a couple other stores? Because I would really rather just go pick it up and have it and not, like, do the process of, like, waiting and, you know, whatever. So she calls the other stores in the area, and they don't have it in a 10. I'm like, whatever. Order it. She's like, no problem. So I'm in store. They ordered it for me. I get the confirmation email. I don't check it because I'm like, I was there. They ordered it for me. Then I get the, like, it's coming email. Like, it's been shipped. And I click on that just to, like, see when it's going to get here. Because we're leaving. Like, it needed to be here before Wednesday at best or at worst. So I check the email, and it's, like, bright purple is the picture. And I was like, maybe that's just, like, the standard picture because it comes in a bunch of colors. And nope, they fucking ordered it. And so I call the customer service. I call the store, and they're like, we can't do anything because it's an online order now. So you have to call, like, the. So I'm like, fucking great. So I call them, and she's like, well, we can't cancel that order because it's on its way. So you have to actually, like, go through the return process, but I can do another order for you. And I'm already pissed because I'm like, okay, so you guys fucked up. So now I'm going to be double charged. Like, yeah, I'll get refunded for one of them, but I'm going to be double charged in the meantime. I have to rebuy this? And she was like, yeah, sorry. And I'm like, whatever, fine. So she's like, what's the – and she's looking for – she's like, I can't find it. And so on my phone, I go and look, and I find it in Navy, and they have a size 8 and a size 0.
Huh.
They don't even have it in a 10. So I was like – I'm on the phone with someone. I'm like, oh, I figured out the problem. Y'all never had it in my size.
Right.
You just ordered a random fucking color.
And thought.
And she's like.
I wouldn't notice.
Well, do you not thank fucking God I checked?
Yeah.
Because that came yesterday. Like, it got dropped off yesterday. So if I hadn't checked, we would have got home today, Monday, afternoon, had a bunch of work shit to do, like, cooking-wise. And then the next 2 days have markets. And are in the kitchen, I don't have time to go shopping.
No.
Like, I literally don't have time to go shopping. Because either, like, we're in the kitchen before any mall opens, and the markets aren't done until we're not home till 7:38. What time do malls close? 9?
Yeah.
So I would have had 2 nights in a row. I would have had an hour to run around like a crazy person and try and fucking find something.
Yeah, and that's not when you're so trying to shop and, like, it's better to be relaxed where you can spend time and do that and to rush out.
Which I was already stressed because I'm like, you know, I want to find something that matches close enough. And then I had to find, like, pink accoutrement that matches the ties that the dudes are wearing. So pissed. And I'm on the phone with this woman and I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm fucked. And she was like, well, like, I mean, like, what about a different color? Like, because I told her it's for a wedding. I was like, no, I'm a groomsman. Like, I'm in the wedding party, so it kind of has to be a certain color. And she's like, and I was like, cool. So now, like, I've got to return this. You don't have my size, so this has just become a huge extra hassle for me. And she's quiet, and she's like, I'm really sorry. I wish I could do something. And I was like, okay, I've worked in customer service my whole life. You could do something. Right now, what you guys should do is give me a fucking credit. If you ever, because this wasn't me going on your website.
Right.
And fucking up and clicking the wrong color. This was an employee of your company.
That did that. That's crazy that they didn't immediately offer that.
Basically lying to me. I know. That's why I'm pissed.
Did they credit you back? Or are they just telling you to?
No.
What?
No, I have to take it back. I was going to do that tonight after we recorded. I have the fucking jumpsuit in my car.
Yeah.
In the bat, like in the, it shipped to me. I didn't even open it because I know what it looks like. Not the right color. So I was going to, but I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking mall on Memorial Day.
No, that's going to be a nightmare.
They have like sales and shit. And I think I have like 30 days or something to return. So I'm just going to deal with it when we get back. Yeah. But I went to Nordstrom's Rack, who had incredibly helpful people, and that place is basically fancy Walmart.
Yes.
But the people that worked there were, like, super helpful.
What'd you get?
Asked a lady. I got two jumpsuits and a dress.
Cute. What color?
All of which, they were $45 each.
That's awesome. Yeah, they had a huge sale this weekend, I think, at Nordstrom Rack. It's called Clear the Rack. I actually went to Nordstrom Rack, too.
No, they fucking... I haven't been to a Nordstrom's Rack in at least 10 years, probably. Well, we don't really go shopping.
No.
Shopping. We go to thrift stores. We don't go shopping.
Right.
I tried on probably 15 different things, like dresses, jumpsuits, whatever. Found three things that were perfect. There was the lady working in the dressing room. I asked her opinion. She was like, that looks great. I pulled out the picture of the suit. I was like, which of these do you think is closest to the color? And she's like, I think probably that. But that look, I like that cut on you, and it's close enough. So helpful. I got a pair of shoes. I got everything. I spent $300 there. But that included cover-up, two bathing suits, and impulse buy, which you'll see at the lake this summer, because I'm going to go back when I have to return the other fucking shit that I'm not going to wear at the wedding, because I kept tags on everything. I'm not keeping anything they don't want me to wear.
Smart.
Navy's not a color I wear. I'm not demure. I don't wear a lot of fucking navy.
Yeah.
So I got some shit
mostly
to return.
Like navy and cream.
Yeah, I'm really. Yeah, I love like a slack.
Yeah,
a navy slack and like a cream cashmere sweater vest. Not a sweater vest, because I want to show off my tattoos at the office.
And I like a nice sleeveless cashmere.
A deep V sleeveless cash.
Yeah. With a nice navy slack.
I did get, I got cork wedges, and I've never had a pair of cork shoes.
Cute.
I don't like cork. But I had to get, they were the only ones that were comfortable enough, that were high enough, and like.
Cork wedges are, have you never had them before?
I don't like the cork heel. Like the cork base. I just don't think, I don't like the look of it.
Yeah. I got some like that last summer, and I really liked it. First I was like, but I like, cause it's a neutral and it's good. It goes with everything. It's good for summer.
No. And that's in like, they are good. It's fine. I don't like the look of like cork. I'd rather it be like a non wine holding material. But when I was, I got like two suits, and I got that really cute cover up, and then I'm in line, and they have like all the impulse shit,
mm-hmm.
like you're at a shitty store and not a fancy department store, but they had Bluetooth, fucking floating Bluetooth speaker, so it's a baby floaty, it's a teeny floaty, it's a little pineapple,
yeah.
Inflatable pineapple with a Bluetooth speaker in it, and it was like $40, and they were selling them for like 16.
That's great.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm already spending so much goddamn money right now.
Right.
Like, way more money than I ever spend shopping. It was like $320. I haven't spent that much money on clothes in one fell swoop. I do not know how long. So I was like, fuck it. So I throw it in. It works awesome. It's loud, and it totally works, and it floats.
Awesome.
So I'm going to buy two more.
Great.
So when we go to the lake... We can have, like, surround sound while we're kayaking.
Great. Of our podcast.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, again, it's like the Tinder ad. It's going to be advertisement.
That's what we should do. We should get a bunch of those, that like the message in a bottle. We'll get a bunch of those floating things and just program it to
just
play our podcast.
Throw them out in the world?
Yep.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And some little kid in Thailand will pick one up and be like, pussy fart game.
This is a fantastic idea.
We're coming with great ideas.
Between this and the Tinder ad.
We are for sure going to get arrested.
Fuck you, Patreon people. We don't need you anymore because we've got all these great million-dollar making ideas.
Yeah. Oh, we desperately need you. Thank you so much. We love you.
Oh, yeah, you're great. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Just you wait. We're going to have this Tinder and this this shitty Bluetooth speaker. Man.
Our fan base is going to be... everywhere, spread wide and far, like herpes. Just it's gonna spread out, and once
to the worst people.
Yep, PFG, the gift that never goes away. people are just like itchy and scratchy. Everyone's uncomfortable. They're just like, what's wrong? Are you sick? No, I've been listening to this new podcast and I.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't been comfortable riding a bike ever since.
Or sleeping or doing anything.
Dude. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you. So let's talk about people commenting on our bodies. First of all.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to probably tonight, even though like I'm tired, the Turkish guy lives so close. Part of me, like, I'm tired, but he thinks I'm so hot that I'm like, I just want to be around someone that thinks I'm really hot. And like, even like with the pigs in the blanket, when I got those and I'm like, I've been trying to like not eat late at night, just, you know, and he's like, and then we were like taking off our clothes. He's like, he's just like, you look great. I think you're so great. And it's so, and whatever, like my tits aren't big, they're fine. But a lot of times when I'm fucking guys, like, because they're small, I think they think that they, like, can just kind of, like, blow past them. Because they're like, well, if she doesn't care enough to fix them.
If she doesn't care enough to grow real tits.
She doesn't care enough to do anything about it. I'm not going to care about them either. But it's a weird, and I don't know if it's a thing, like, you know how if someone has, like, a mole or something weird, like a birthmark or someone with a lazy eye, we're like,
oh, like, yeah, you try to, like, avoid it.
We both know it's there.
We're both conscious of it constantly.
But I feel like I don't want to draw attention to it because it might make you self-conscious. So I'm going to, like, just not really – I'm going to act like it's not there. That's how a lot of men are with my tits. This is like, oh, she's probably not comfortable with those that way. I'm going to pretend like there's – I'm just going to pretend like I don't see anything. And so – kind of a bummer because I'm like, hey, I that feels good, you know, put one of those in your mouth, it feels great.
Put one of those in your mouth. I mean, they're small enough, fit both in there.
Yeah, put them both in. They're small enough, but they are far apart. And here's
my tits are far apart,
but you can push them together. They're big enough you can push them together.
I could push them together,
yeah,
but I'm just comfortable with them in my armpits at this point.
Well, I mean, and it's nicer to rest. You know, you're working a lot with your hands.
When I was in college in Boston, my buddy Ryan, who was a bartender at the TAM, he one time was, like, talking about people's tits. Like, he was, like, talking about different girls' tits. And it was just, I think I was the only girl there. But he was talking about, like, all these girls. Like, he was, like, saying what types of tits everybody had. And I was like, wait, what type of tits do I have? And he was like, oh, you have nice tits. And I was like, fuck you. You're talking shit on everybody's tits.
Yeah.
What type of tits do you think I have? And he's like, no, you have nice tits, but you have, like, hippie tits. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, it looks like you haven't worn a bra in 15 years. And I was like, oh, cool, thanks. He's like, no, you have, like, good big tits, but they're just kind of, like, far apart. And I was like, cool. I was 22. So imagine how much worse it's gotten since.
Hippie tits. It was a weird thing. Yeah, the far part, like, mine, but see, like, you can even push yours together where you could get, if you wanted to, like, both nipples.
Oh, I could do,
nipples.
Like, a push-up bra.
Yeah, but, like, both people, you could probably find a way to
my nipples hurt so bad. I'm squeezing my nipple. You just saw it.
You could probably.
This one hurts more.
You're squeezing your nipples in a shirt that I did want to say says, pack your trash. As you're, like, squeezing your tits and, like, pushing your tits together, the label on top of that says, pack your trash.
Guys, I don't even try to do this. Like, I'm not even trying. This is just who I am. Yeah, I was literally great. Where it says trash, I was squeezing my nipple.
Yep.
Cool.
No, it's perfect. But you could, like, if you squeeze your tits together, they're big enough that you can, like, you could get both nipples in one person's mouth, correct?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. See, I can't do that. It's a real nightmare. They just are, like, stationary.
But I was like, I don't know why I'd want to do that. I think I did that when I was young, because it's, like, a thing where it's, like, in porn, where it's, like, that.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, a very, like, late 90s porn thing.
Yeah, where you just, and the same thing, like, where chicks, they have two
like
dicks.
Like, the thing with the two dicks, exactly.
Yep. Like,
it's, like, that is, what is attractive about that?
Yeah, like that
also,
is,
does that feel good? No.
I can't imagine.
Because you have to make the noise with it. It doesn't work if you don't go.
Right.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. And like, it's like, you're making it sound
and then like a banjo plays.
Yeah.
Someone comes out with spoons.
It sounds like when babies learn to talk and they're talking, they're just like, nadle, 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 nadle. You're like,
yeah.
Is that baby got dicks in its mouth?
What, you got two dicks in your mouth? Again, guys, stop asking if I'm pregnant. Trust me. I'll let you know. Because I'll fuck up and be like, what, does my baby have two dicks in its... Shit!
Yeah, maybe that's why people are trying to get you drink, because they're like, Megan might be pregnant. We can't let this happen.
We gotta kill it. She lives in a state that banned abortion. Yeah. We don't have another choice. Everybody start tripping her.
Quick.
Never stop building stairs.
Everyone's just passing you like, Megan, do you want to come check out the deck? It's like, it's up top. Now the elevator's broken. Ugh.
Yeah, ugh. You want to come see this new construction site?
Yeah.
Oh, wear a hat, hard hat. But could you come topless, actually?
Yeah, if you could do topless. And you know what would be fun? And just, I mean, just an idea. What would be, if we could, on your stomach, we could maybe draw like a target. That could be fun, right?
Hold all these heavy bricks.
Yeah. Wait, and now before, last thing, we're going to blindfold you and shut, shut, shuts.
Now spin in a circle a bunch.
But it was nice to meet this guy because he, like, is into my body, which is great. And, dude, this guy, his dick is, like, real nice.
Thick hog?
Yes.
Thick, beefy hog?
Real nice. And this also made me feel good because... I was kind of bummed because he was, like, drinking. And then in order for him to – because he was like, oh, I drank a lot. So then he was like – well, first of all, this is the other thing he did. When I met with him, I was like, oh, I'll have an Old Fashioned. And he was drinking a Bud Light. He's like, I was drinking whiskey. I was nervous. So I'm trying to, like, sober up. And he had a Bud Light. And I'm like, you know what is even better than that is a water.
And he was like, I don't understand.
Yeah. But so then – and then we go back. And then he's doing cocaine in his backyard. And I was like, well, this seems – I'm like, well, I'm probably not going to get laid now because
– it's summer in New York.
Yeah.
You'd be a fool to not do cocaine outside. Right.
It's like the humidity.
It's so beautiful.
It's so nice out. That is a weird thing because I have that urge where I feel like it's nice out. And there's this thing where I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful out. And then you see people out on the sidewalk drinking at like 4, which is like, it's fine. But I think because having taken such a break and the last time that when I was like day drinking, I mean, I was doing like what this kid did at the bar where with Alex, where you drink during the day, but it's like, well, because we're going all night, so we're drinking.
Yeah.
The thought of drinking on a nice day to me now is like, it just gives me anxiety because I'm like, what? Your whole day is fucking gone.
No, I did that when we were at the lake. I had a fucking, yesterday, I had a drink at like 11 in the morning because I'd been up since 6.
Right.
And we went hiking and we like ate food. And then I was like, everybody's drinking. Preston fucking cracked a beer at 8:30. He didn't go hiking. He was just like, I'm just going to sit on the dock and drink. I'm like, good for you. And I had a tequila with lime, and I was sipping on it. And I didn't have another drink till 4. Because I got buzzed, because I was just drinking straight booze. I got buzzed enough. I was like,
Yeah, it feels weird.
Because it's, well... In theory, it's fun to drink when it's hot out, but in practice, correct, it isn't. Because you're already dehydrated, like your body's getting dehydrated quicker, and then you drink, and you just feel gross.
Yeah, it's like, even in
I just think I'm too old to get fucked up during the, I used to drink on the beach in 90 degrees, I used to just drink straight, like, vodka or rum. On the beach, go swim in the ocean. I'd get fucked up, sleep in my car. The thought of doing that now is horrifying.
Oh, it's like making me nauseous even to think about it. Like, and it's a weird thing because I'd like with drinking, like, and I've said this before, but like I never, like at concerts, I would go to a concert, I would never drink at a concert. Even when I was legally able to drink and I would go see a show, be like, do you want a beer? And I'm like, no, I want to like watch the show. Because I'm like, I don't want to get a buzz because then I won't remember some of the show. Because it's like when I drink, it's like I, for my whole life, every time I drank, I was like, we're drinking. I was never like.
Well, that's, we both like utility drink.
Again, pack your trash.
That's what this podcast should be called, really.
But yeah, it's like, but this guy said this, made, well, and he's 34, which is crazy. Because when I thought he was like 40. But again, he's Turkish. He's tired. He's worn out.
Ugh, gross.
But
we,
so
yeah,
but I'm so used to.
you look like you could plow a field. That's right. Why he loves
I'm
you.
I'm so used to dating, like, and fucking, like, older guys, especially the last few years. It's like my brain is, I'm attracted to, like, 60-year-old men. It's just, I've just rewired my brain. And even, like, with the DJ, like, it's fun, but the last couple times, like, we hung out, I was kind of just, like, not into it. But it's because there's not any romance. We're, like, bros who just go, like, do you want to fuck? And so I'm like, well, yeah. And he's really sweet, but he's, like, kind of dumb. And so that's not, that.
Ugh, he's your.
It bums me out.
It's Patreon, so I can say the guy that I talked about before his name. Yeah, he's your.
Yeah, it's like.
Good dick, dumb, no romantic feelings.
It's like, but this guy, it's great because he's a little bit, but he's 34 and he's cool. And I'm like, oh, and then I forgot. I'm like, oh, he's trying to like pretend he thinks I'm beautiful because he probably needs a green card. Because I always forget that I'm like, all these foreign guys really think I'm beautiful.
So crazy.
And then we're talking, and I'm like, so when did you move here? And he goes, oh, I won a green card lottery. So I got my green card, and I moved here. And I was like, even if he's lying, it's a good lie. But I was like, oh, so you really do like me. Hmm. And this was the kicker. So he's doing coke. He's drinking. I'm like, his dick is not going to work. It's just not. And it did. All night. It was, like, amazing. He's like, I can't believe I'm hard right now. I didn't think it would work. And I'm like, well, that's it. I felt so proud.
So pretty.
Yeah, I felt so pretty. And you know what he did? And this is actually a good trick. So this is a tip for the Patreon listeners only. So you guys, this is exclusive. Here's something that he did. And you may have done this since. Oh, and I also want to talk about the heroin thing. Well, just while we're here. And then.
Oh, yeah. We really glossed over that. I swear to God, I thought we talked about that.
No,
before.
We really glossed.
I used to have a joke about it. I thought we talked. I know. You were like, what? Huh? And then we're like two dumb puppies just walked away from heroin and moved on to something else.
So, but this is what he did. So his water that he filled up the night before he went to sleep. And I was so glad. Like, part of me. Like I was just like, man, it'd be fun to really drink. And I'm like, I'm already tired. I don't need to check out. I'm having fun. So I was really, but I was like the anxiety of fucking wanting to do it. But I was like, you had pigs in a blanket. That was your thing. You're done.
That was your treat. You got a treat.
Yep. That was your treat. So he lays down, and before he lays down, he has a big, like a giant, like a fucking gallon, like jug handle of Jim Beam, but it's empty. And he fills this huge Jim Beam bottle up with water. And so he wakes up in the night and he just is like chugging water out of a fucking handle of Jim Beam. It's pretty smart.
That is so cool.
It's pretty cool, right?
I have to call our lawyer and some other people and be like, we were pieces of shit wrong.
It's genius.
The amount of booze bottles. Do you know how cool I would have looked banging some idiot and then having a bottle of vodka next to my bed that I had filled with water?
Yeah.
Oh!
It's genius.
I've wasted my life. I feel like I've wasted my life.
Yeah, well, we both have. That makes two of us.
Also, all listeners right now are like, we already knew. Did you not? Oh, my God, she just found out.
Yeah.
We've known for years.
Yeah. So that was genius, but he was pounding water, and it did feel good to wake up, and he was like, I feel terrible. And I was like, I feel great. I'm taking a pair of your sunglasses to walk down the street because I didn't think I'd spend the night. Bye. But I think we're going to go get dinner tonight because he was like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, I have nothing to do. And it's good to like, it'll be, and I told him, he's like, I got to quit drinking. And so I'm like, you know, the next time we hang out, we don't have to drink. I'm like, I don't drink very much. So, but I'm trying to, and he was like, that'd be nice. And I'm like, come to the boring side.
Yeah, exactly. Let's read books together in bed.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be so boring. Do you want some? I'll bring him his own Valerian.
Oh my God.
His little drops. So wait a minute. So you did heroin under what circumstance? And like, I can't believe I didn't know this. How did it feel?
I feel like you did and you blocked it out for some reason. I get it. Like, I get it, but I still think heroin's stupid and you shouldn't do it. I get why people like do it and then never stop doing it.
Look, I know it's,
it's just not my thing.
I don't be controversial, but I think you shouldn't do heroin.
Yeah, call me crazy.
I'm no doctor, but.
No, I had like, I have a bunch of friends that like my high school boyfriend is, I think he's been clean for a while now. My tattoo artist.
Okay.
Is his older brother and he did heroin forever. Like he started doing heroin right after we broke up. Well, he was doing it before we broke up and I found out about it and I was like, fuck you. How dare you stop smoking meth and start shooting heroin? Who do you think you are?
Yeah. How dare you? You're gaslighting. You make me think, oh, I'm chatty and anxious. He's like, Megan, you need to chill out. Fuck you. Oh, now I see. It's because you switched.
Now I get it. Now I get it. No, I just had a lot of friends that really fucked up their lives doing heroin. I mean, I have a lot of friends that fucked up their lives doing all sorts of drugs, but heroin really is good at it. And then I was dating this dude that I was, I don't even know if I was super in love with this guy, and I, whatever. That was a whole disaster. But he relapsed, and I was like, I want to do it. And he was like, no, you don't. I was like, yeah, I do. Fuck you. So I had him shoot me up once, and I got really sick, which is really common. Because it's like the first time you get drunk in high school, and you're violently hungover and throwing up. Because your body's like, why did you just put a bunch of poison in me, stupid? So that's what happens the first time you do heroin. Your body's like, hey, idiot. This is gross. So, like, I didn't really get high. I just felt terrible. Like, my high school boyfriend, that he told me he had food poisoning. I believe him because he was just, like, throwing up and really, really sick and couldn't move. But so I knew that going into it. So I did it the first time. He shot me up. And so then I did it two more times. But no, like, I did, like, on purpose. Because I was like, I know the first time sucks. Because that's, you would think that, but why does everybody keep drinking?
Correct.
No one ever smokes their first cigarette and fucking, like, takes a fat, smooth drag when they're 12 and looks really cool doing it. Everybody smokes their first cigarette and coughs and looks dumb. But then you stick with it.
Yep.
That's that classic American stick-to-itiveness. And you're just like, I'm going to fucking do this. Just like with drink, it's anything. You know it's bad for you. Your body's actively telling you what you're doing is bad for me. Don't do this. And you go, fuck you, body. I'm the boss of you. And you just keep doing something until your body goes, okay, cool. Well, now we can't live without it. So that's basically what heroin is. So I did it two more times. And both those times, totally got high. Totally get it. It's weird. I don't know. I mean, you've had, like, drugs in the hospital,
right?
Yeah,
well, like, the one thing, because my brother...
Like, morphine or Dilaudin or something. Like, I've... Dilaudin is the closest thing I've had to heroin.
Yeah, I've had Dilaudin.
When I was in... When I broke my ankle, I had that. And that when I was like, yeah. I mean, it's just... Because you make... It makes you feel super numb. Not numb, but, like, where, like, nothing matters. It's not even nothing. It's just everything's fine. It's just, like, a void. It's just like a weird void where everything's, it's not fine or not fine. It's just not.
Yeah, it's indifferent.
Everything's just not. Everything's just existing, kind of. And you feel warm and time goes by really fast or really slow. It's just, and then you just want to keep not feeling that. You want to keep not feeling anything because that's really what it comes down to. You just don't feel anything. Good or bad, it doesn't feel like anything. Which that's, for me, having always loved uppers, I don't get it. I would totally, and I have friends who did heroin for a long time and stopped doing heroin for various reasons. And have all, across the board, everyone's been like, once, like, I'm old and dying, I'm just going to start doing heroin again.
I mean, that makes sense.
Which, like, that, I would totally, like, if you're just, like, old and it's over. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a reason when you're in hospice, they just fucking pump you full of morphine. But it is, I think it's crazy that so many people throw everything away for it. Because it really isn't worth it.
No, but it's once you get in the cycle, and the same with, like, drinking and with uppers. It's, well, I mean, they're the opposite. Because the upper, everything feels great. And so you're like, I feel great. Everything's good. I'm getting stuff done. And so it's that once your body goes in the opposite, like goes hard in one direction, then when the drug wears off, it's like, I can, to go back from the closest thing I can, and because my brother did heroin for years. And the closest thing I've ever had to where I was like, oh, I can see how he would like this. But this is, I smoked weed like a little bit growing up, but I didn't do cocaine until I moved to New York. So I was like a real fucking nerd, and I was just abusing alcohol.
Loser.
I was abusing alcohol and Diet Coke. I got like Black Diamond, like diet pills, like Ephedra. So I mean, that's not a drug.
That's meth.
So I was doing meth.
That's meth.
So Oh yeah, ephedra, pseudoephedrine. Duh. Okay. So I was taking, so I was, but I would do like when I was at the gym, like the trainers were all like, everybody would just pass out these like black pills. And so, oh, I guess, yeah, no, okay. So I was doing meth. Anyway, oh my God, look at, we're, yeah. we get, no, we're,
twinsies. Oh, cute. we have another thing in common.
Look at, we just, it's so nice to just learn more and more. We're like, oh, that does make sense. I did not even realize this was just right now. I'm like, oh yeah, I was doing meth for like 2 years, just taking those pills.
Yeah.
I remember I would get excited to wake up at 4 a.m. so I could take my pill. I would be like, oh, I'm so, I can't, I would go to sleep and I'm like, I can't wait to get up and take that fucking black pill. Oh yeah, so that was meth. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I did not, I swear to God, I never put that together. I was like, it was just like probably like a lot of caffeine.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Nope.
No, yeah, it was ephedra, which is.
Yeah. No, they out, didn't they out,
oh, that's, it's illegal. It's very illegal, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why it's illegal? Because it's a controlled substance. It's a Schedule I narcotic.
Oh, I feel, you know what? And this is going to sound, and again, if you're listening, don't do drugs or bad, but like, it makes me feel kind of cool. I feel, now I feel cool. I mean, I'm not going to like tell people, oh, I did meth, but like, just, I will know that in my heart.
In my heart? Oh my God. I know when I die, on I can go peacefully knowing I did meth. That goddamn world keeps spinning.